11 Iraqi political groups announced the formation of the largest parliamentary alliance. The political groups include those led by cleric Muqtada al-Sadr and Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi. The alliance includes 177 lawmakers. The Iraqi parliament has 329 seats, meaning that the alliance has enough seats to achieve an outright majority and form the government. The Iraqi parliament is set to convene for the first time on Monday. It will elect a new speaker and launch the process of forming the government. To discuss that more, we're joined by Mr. Gordon Duff, senior editor of Veterans Today, joining us live from Ohio. Thank you very much, Mr. Duff, once again for joining us on Press TV. Now, can you tell us more about the significance of this particular alliance? Well, we do know that they have an absolute majority now, and on the other hand, we also see that Muqtada al-Sadr and Haider al-Abadi are on the same team. How significant can that be? What does it mean for Iraq?
Well, this is a, for Iraq, it's a marriage made in hell. Abadi was seen by many as an American puppet. He'd agreed to go along with anti-Iranian sanctions. He's, in his own way, been divisive. This was a three-way race. There was clearly a Shiite pro-Iranian coalition. Former Prime Minister Maliki made another attempt for power. It wasn't going to work. Sadr, who I've met, interesting person. He clearly won the election, but the issue has been to please the United States, and the United States has had a fearful amount of control economically over Iraq. And Brett McGurk, the American representative, has been in Baghdad all along trying to make sure that former Prime Minister Abadi, who was McGurk's boy, basically, would still have a role. Now, the question is going to be, with Sadr pulling the strings, who's genuinely independent, who's been forced into, I think, a coalition he's not going to be comfortable with, how is this going to play out? And we're going to have to sit and wait and see how Iraq answers to America as a controller or takes an independent path. And I think this is going to be the way it's going to go.
Thank you very much, Mr. Gordon Duff, senior editor of Veterans Today, for your insights on this issue. We're running out of time.